Negative, now you've got the positive goes up here. No, turn around. There you go.
There
you go.
All right.
Yeah.
No, you can do it here, you know that.
It's not as bad.
I'm taking my brain cells and destroying them.
Hello.
Thank you.
I wasn't going to run again, and then we needed more people. I was appointed that day.
And he had organizational.
I think he needed that.
Thank you. I'd like to call to order the meeting of Port Malabar Holiday Park, Mobile Home Park Recreation District, January 12th, 2021. Let's rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. I'll ask the Secretary to take roll.
Jack Emmerich.
Here.
Cheryl Moore. Here. Cynthia Bowden.
Here.
Beverly Elias.
Here.
Keith Richard.
Here.
And Cherie Morris.
Here.
Cheryl, do you have a copy of this to read? I'd ask Cheryl to read the letter of resignation from Joanne August.
There's no vote on that, it's just done.
We seem to have a quandary in terms of how to proceed. There's variance of opinion, and I just got into this in the last 5 minutes or so, and I don't know how to proceed. Should we go according to our agenda? And the issue is, there are, that I know of right now, 7 people who have applied for the vacancy positions. And so The thought was to do this for reorganization and then carry on with the applications for the other positions at the 25th meeting. And some people agree and some people disagree, and I don't know where we would get a clear reading. Becky.
We go back and we'll see. In the past, open board of positions, someone has been appointed to board reorganization and then you're on. What's the point of doing the reorganization and only half the board? So that's what we're going to do.
Bruce?
Bruce Beth, for Planning Committee, what? We have a provision. We have a provision in the bylaws, The only people at this meeting that are sworn in are the people that actually ran for office to supervise the election, which is key. Anybody could run that they want, but they have to file the paperwork. There were never additional people put in at the reorganization meeting. It's always at the next meeting. The only officers that sit here are the original officers that are on the board for 2 years and anybody that runs for the supervisor of election. Anybody could have run as the supervisor. Last year, we had 5 people run as the supervisor of election. Those 5 people were sworn in at this meeting. Keith is automatically on the board. Nobody can dispute it. He will be sworn in today. That is the procedure. Take the letters, submit them at the next meeting. That's it. That's my point of order.
I disagree about, about bringing trustees. The bylaws state that we should have appointed our members, trustees, no titles, at the previous regular meeting to this organizational meeting. So this board of trustees dropped the ball. Last year, granted it was a weird year, nobody was meeting in person, nobody brought this up, I didn't have a clue until I started reading it. We should have been canvassing for members prior to December. On our regular meeting in December, we should have appointed, which we would have had, 4 open positions. 4 positions were ending at the end of 2020. People could decide whether they wanted to run again and re-up or get off the board. That's when the trustees should have had the discussion. All these letters should have been received prior to December. We could have made appointments, had discussions with applicants, with each other at the regular board meeting, appointed our 4 members. This would have been a meeting where, I don't know what you call it, positions could have been done. We didn't do that. So now we need a discussion on what is the best way to fix our mistake. It is a mistake, and it's a big one, and we all made it. I don't know where to go with it. And I don't feel comfortable being chairman, vice chair, and everything when you only have 5 members. I don't like that.
You're partially right, but you cannot appoint members in December. You already have an existing board. The existing board, they do not go out of office till January 1.
Right.
So you cannot appoint people to the board. Absolutely not. You can have them run at the supervisor of elections in August or whenever it is, just like Keith did. Anybody can put their name in there and run. But you can't appoint extra members to the board in December.
Effective at the organizational meeting. You bring them on board at the previous regular meeting. I thought that's what I read in here. Let me see if I can find it.
No, I don't think that's really true.
Okay.
Because you can't have more than 7 members on the board.
Fine.
Okay, whatever. So you can't put new people on the board until the other people are off the board.
Right. I agree with that.
I would like to,
Can I just say something?
Hold on. I want to ask Cherie to share what she found from the lawyer.
Upon meeting with our attorney, it doesn't, if it had been organized, if we had had the application in sooner, we could have been more proactive. However, we didn't. Most of the applications were submitted within the past week and a half. So it was difficult right there with the applications being submitted this late. Having said that, it really did the trustees form the opportunity to really research or to go over the application. Therefore, it probably was approved to, for it wasn't there for the board to have to go through and select or have a conscious idea of what the applicants were all about. I guess my opinion. And the attorney said that legally we're not violating laws. So if the board chooses it, which the attorney suggested, just wait until the 25th meeting and have the applicants have a participation of 3 minutes introduction, if you will, to introduce themselves to the board and the community and take it from there. That's what we want the attorney said.
Okay, Joanne?
I just want to restate that. Go back to the minutes and see how many times we announced that there were open seats.
Right,
ACC, exactly. For the board.
Every day
you get the letters.
If you don't
have the letters, you can't review them.
Exactly.
You got them just recently. How long does it take to read those letters? Unless they send pages and pages of whatever. Read them. You appoint today, and then you have some kind of a semblance to make nominations for whomever. But out of 5 people, you can't get all the positions filled.
Right. That's why I said
today is the day you appoint them, swear them in, then they have the right to be appointed whatever you decide.
If I can
say that we made mistakes, like we didn't have it to make a mistake.
Why did all these letters come in now then?
Well, they say all about religion. Who the hell knows?
Bob Shortridge, 190 Holiday Park Boulevard. If you look back on the minutes, in November, the acting chairman asked around the board those that were time was up at that time. If I was going to continue on the board, my answer was yes. That's the same as an application. I feel, this is just my feeling, that's all, that I should have been sworn in for this meeting and been active on this board because it should have had voted right there. But when they asked me if I was going to continue, I said yes. No one objected at that time. So again, this is just my opinion. I feel at that time that I should have been sworn in as a member from 21 to 22. That's it.
If I may say something, I agree with Cheryl. Had I known this discussion was coming up, I would have brought all my notes. I was reviewing Florida statute, sunshine law. We can, by law, elect new board members for an upcoming ending of someone's term. They do not actually sit on the board and vote until the previous board member's term is done, and then they come on. This can all be set up ahead of time.
Well, we can't go back, so we can't sell it ahead of time. Ahead of time is right now before we make our officer election.
Well, surely we're not in Holiday Park, and I just want to let it known I am willing to take that oath of office and be on this board has of today, since I put my application in November.
I have the letters here. We have, I believe it's 7 of them. I don't know who's here and who's not, who's applied. I don't know what the trustees want to do. Something that you feel comfortable making, having discussion and making appointments today.
Quiet, please.
If they aren't all here, you either want to go with it.
We have, what shall I say, communication gap, because some people were told they would be installed on the 25th. That's when they should arrive.
I would like to meet each one personally before I would vote on them. I can read the letters and stuff, but until we have an interview set up where they talk to us a little bit, I would. I would want to set up an interview with each one, and they're not here. I would feel much better if I could see each applicant and then vote on. I can read a paper and I don't get what I need there. That's my only point, is the fact I want to interview them. And I think we were told they were, if I understood, I was mentioned the fact that we were doing interviews on the workshop. I said, okay. Because I want to interview before I vote on anybody.
What's the law for our organizational meeting with the state? We have to submit our officers to someone by a certain date.
I have.
Yes.
I don't know exactly the date with the limitation. We have to submit all officers, all trustees, and my information as well with the state.
Chairman, my name is Carol Simmons, 1143 Greenview Court. This is my opinion, and this is again just my opinion, that we should, if you are interested in being on the board, you should have been here, regardless, because if you're not here and you're not interested, then you really shouldn't be on the board. I think if they have letters of intent, they should be here talking about what's going on. And really be interested in what's happening here today. So they should be here. If they're not here, then they really don't have the proper interest that you want to know. If you have enough time like this,
what they did about it. And it just assumed.
Well, first of all, it's an unusual time. It may be unprecedented. A previous board member won't have that experience.
Right.
Personally, I'm looking at board members that I think have been here a long time. It doesn't matter. Nobody's placing blame. That is not the point of this conversation. I feel, this is how I feel. We know we have these people interested. Bob is a known entity. We are here. What happens if you appoint a chairman, a secretary, and a treasurer and stop? Then have the next meeting with our new board members already on board. Then this is an organizational meeting. We don't have enough trustees to appoint or operate. Can we then have a reorganizational meeting and get our officers sworn in at that time? Is that, I'm asking because I don't know.
I don't think I would call it a reorganization meeting, but it would be business to do at our next meeting that we could do because seats would be empty, positions would be empty. I think we could do that at the next meeting as long as we would get the three major ones filled by old board members.
What are your thoughts on calling a special meeting next week instead of waiting until the 25th?
This is obscene. If you were to elect people, and not today, they would then ask if they would assume a position. The visual is beyond my expectations. What somebody comes, all right, you say you just appoint three people today and you have three positions, which are the most important, okay? Mm-hmm. That's great that they are. At another meeting, you're going to appoint. You appoint from those letters. Yeah. Now you've got them seated. You still have to ensure you're filling those other empty positions, and you ask them, would you accept the position of, and a vote amongst you,
right?
Amongst them.
Right.
But you wait to the 25th to do this.
So you're saying a special meeting after this one to appoint you.
Whatever, I still don't think it's proper. I still think I still think it's proper to, excuse me. I still think you can read those letters, ask who's present, ask who would like to come to the microphone, introduce themselves, and take it from there.
Yeah.
It's not proper. I'm sorry, but it's not proper jargon. It's just a holiday card collection. It's not proper jargon.
I have some questions, but still.
Hold it for whatever, and you want to keep that in mind for whomever you elect. But this is, I think you should find out who is present out of those seven people.
Enough, but come on.
Okay.
Bruce Crabb, 1242 Neighborly Cook. Cheryl, you're exactly right. We have one person right there that should be sworn in as an oath of office today. Elect the three important people, then appoint them at the 25th meeting for the fill-in vacancies and fill in the other positions. Oh, I'm sorry. That's the way it should be, folks. Read the bylaws.
You're wrong.
Read the bylaws. I'm sorry. It's not our fault that everybody missed the vote. It's not our fault that everybody missed the vote. We have five trustees sitting right here.
Nobody missed the vote.
Excuse me. Excuse me, Joanne. We have run We have run many meetings in the past that have been wrong. We had the board reorganized in June and July one year, which we never should have done. We have a succession of officers. Keith ran that meeting, and then he was almost thrown out, and they brought charges against him. Don't anybody remember that? Think about it. I was here. You don't reorganize the board in the middle of the year, and the board was reorganized to put Bud and Allison on the board, and then they brought charges against Keith. In what, 2015 or 16, am I right, Keith? Okay. Come on. Everybody spent thousands of dollars. We had attorneys, we had court appointed stenographers, whatever.
We don't need to listen to that.
That's fine. You don't need to listen to nothing. You're right. Swearing to Keith, appoint the three officers to do the rest of the 25th.
Sit down.
Don't tell me to sit down.
Order, please. We can have differences of opinions without, you know, getting nasty, please.
James Paul.
I think, I know where this crowd is, but I'm not at that spot. I think you should follow the plan where we were going to elect three officers today. Add the new board people, and then follow up with elections for the balance of the offices for the Board of Trustees. I think that would probably be the smoothest way to go, because we don't have everybody here. And there are reasons for that. It's not that they don't care, but there are other things that are happening in their lives too. So I think I will proceed with the agenda and ask Cheryl to swear in Keith Richard for the trustee position.
I do solemnly swear that I will support, protect, and defend.
I solemnly swear I will support, protect, and defend.
The Constitution and government of the United States.
The Constitution and the government of the United States.
And of the state of Florida.
And of the state of Florida.
And I'm duly qualified to hold office.
And I'm duly qualified to hold office.
Under the Constitution of the state.
Under the Constitution of the state.
And that I will well and faithfully.
And I will well and faithfully.
Perform the duties of trustee.
Perform the duties of trustee.
Of the Board of Trustees of the Fort Malamar Holiday Park.
Of the Board of Trustees of Fort Malamar Park.
Mobile Home Park Recreation District.
Mobile Home Recreation District.
On which I am now about to enter, so help me God.
Which I am now about to enter, so help me God.
Thank you.
Bob Shortley, 190 Holiday Park. Now that you officially have a board of five, which is a quorum, I feel this could happen, that if somebody on that board made a motion to go forward with the new inductee and get a second, you can get a vote for what's on the board today.
I think that was our discussion. We want to decide whether we want to do that or not. Jack, you're not comfortable with that today? With the people?
I would say no, because we have seven people that are looking for four, no, not here, seven people who have put in an application. And I think it's only fair that since all of them have to be appointed because they were not elected in an election where people cast votes, then we should have a level playing field and everybody get elected at the same time.
If
Thank you.
If you decide to go ahead and do your three officers today, then I feel you should have a special meeting, not at a regular workshop meeting, to have the people here and let them tell their background and so forth, and pick whoever you want in addition to the board, and do that at a separate meeting. We haven't had a meeting since the end of December. You've probably got a lot of stuff on your agenda. It should not include all of the stuff with the board members and everything else.
Okay, that's a recommendation that we will consider.
It would see if we would have a special meeting that should be next week.
Yes.
A week from today.
You have to post it.
Yes.
Right. We could get posted today. Why couldn't it be Tuesday? If it gets posted here today. Okay.
How do you feel about
that, guys? Why don't we a second and see how we feel, and then we can vote it up or down.
Would this meeting then include all seven applicants at this point?
Yes.
Yes.
At one time. So we would not talk to anybody who's here now and get that out of the way, and then do the other. We do all seven at one time.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you don't know who all the candidates are. Okay. So we're going to do all at once. Go ahead.
I think that's a good idea. We have a lot of things that will be on the agenda. We have a bocce ball community report. We have an eight house community report. We have a lot of items that we have to cover. And I think it's probably the best thing to do. We can then have some 3 minutes or whatever sort of time to get to know the board and then to do
Jack, I'd like to make a motion. We have a special meeting to fulfill board spots and just that, to hear the applicants and vote on them and place them, and then also at that same time have them elected to offices that haven't been filled. That's my motion.
I second.
Is there a second? Cindy? Okay. Any other discussion from the board? Any questions from the audience?
Our photo 121 Holiday Park Boulevard. We have a special meeting next week. What are you doing with somebody that can't attend for medical reasons or something like that?
I think that would have to, if that person can't be here at a meeting where this is going to happen, it's a medical thing, I guess we'll have to vote without that person speaking.
I don't think we would take him off or her off the ballot.
No.
She just wouldn't get the opportunity, and we wouldn't get an opportunity to hear them, and that would weigh in on it. And the thing is, we are giving it, just like we do everybody else, we're giving people a week's notice to do some changing of stuff that have to be. If they aren't here or they can't make it, I don't think we should take them off the ballot. However, we do know that we didn't get, would be detriment, as far as I'm concerned, for me not to listen to the person in here, but they have to make that choice.
We have one candidate on the board that we're here for.
Let's get some terminology correct. There is no ballot. There is no ballot. All you have are letters. Letters. If you wanted to, you could ask who is present of those seven today. Just let them stand up and be recognized. And then have a special meeting and still have a meeting to whatever. At least everybody here who took the time to come to this meeting would have the opportunity to see who at least is running. You have the letters, we don't. Okay? But, important. It's not a ballot. They're being appointed by you based on their letters and based on whatever they're going to say here and what they feel is their qualifications. That's it.
The chairman rules that we already have a motion and a second. He will call the motion. All in favor of Holly? You want to say it?
Well, we didn't say a date.
Yeah, that would be the only thing that would get to be added. We're talking Tuesday. Sheree, if we can get it posted, Tuesday will work if we can get it posted, right?
Yes.
So Tuesday would be the 19th, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I call for a special meeting Tuesday the 19th to listen to applicants for the board and appoint the board and to elect offices that have not been filled on the board at that time, and that time should be 11?
For a special meeting?
11 a.m.
That seems to be when we've had them at 11.
That's fine.
Okay
that's my motion.
Is that, we second that again, Cindy, is that the same?
I'll second the motion.
Okay. Call the vote. All in favor of the motion as it has been presented, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, like sign. Okay. Moving to the election of officers. Chairman, nominations for the position.
I move Jack Emmerich be chairman.
I second it.
We don't need seconds in nomination, do we? Okay, I nominate Jack Emmerich. I'm sorry, that was my fault.
Any other nominations?
I move that we close the nominations.
Say all in favor of Jack Emmerich as chairman, say aye.
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 Opposed?
I don't know if you need a motion or a suggestion that we move on to the secretary's position and leave those others.
Okay.
Do we need a motion, or we can just say that's what we're doing?
I think we can just say this is the following order now. Would be secretary position, nominations for that office.
I nominate Cheryl Moore.
I'll second that. Any other nominations?
I move that the nominations close.
All right.
Does she accept the nomination?
Motion to close the nomination.
Yes, we asked you to accept the
nomination.
You accept the nomination.
Okay.
We have to go in the minute.
You accept.
Yeah.
All in favor of Cheryl as our secretary, say aye.
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 Opposed, like sign. And the third position that we will treasurer, seeking nominations for the office of treasurer. Any motions?
I would like to nominate myself, Keith Richard, anybody else then?
I'll second that. Any other nominations?
Before we go on, is that truly legal that you can nominate?
I have no idea.
Right.
I just want the meeting to keep moving.
I will nominate Keith Richards.
Any other candidates?
Not here today.
Motion to close.
All in favor of Keith as treasurer, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Okay. So to be clear, next Tuesday when we meet, after we hear from candidates and make our selections to fulfill the vacancies on the board, we will then have elections for first vice chairman, second vice chairman, assistant secretary, and assistant treasurer. So that will be taking place, so we'll have a kind of a two-pronged agenda that we'll be focusing on next Tuesday. Our agenda calls for adjournment.
I would like to say something before that, if I may.
Okay.
We do have 7 letters. I believe our audience would like to know who they're from. The first one, I got in alphabetical order, so there's no particular order here, is Mark Bodo. Mark, if you're here, please leave that one know.
Thank you.
Here. Robert Burns. Thank you for being here. Paul Bowling, not here. Okay. Robert Shortledge. Carol Saunders. Thank you, Carol. Terry Snyder. James Zeller. Is that 7? We got 5 out of 7 here.
No, we're not going to go that direction. We've set the course now. Let's stay with it instead of being okay. Looking for a motion to adjourn.
I so move.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion to adjourn.
I keep pushing real quick.
Speed bumps are terrible.
I go through, I said, these are the ones that show people.